Sagt der Eilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Elu, now we have the list of Chayavim B'Maisers, things that are Mechuyav B'Maisers, but Upturim and Achala, they're Pater and Chala. And the list is as follows. Ha'oyrez, dough made from rice. V'hadoichen, millet. What's millet? It's a kind of grass, you can make a cereal out of it. Pirogim, some such poppy seeds. Shumshimin, sesame seeds. Kidneys are legumes. Things in the bean family. A different sheet is here as to what the exact taich is, but basically, these are things that grow from the ground, you can make a dough out of it, but they're not from the chameshes mine dagan. Weiter, upaches mechameshes revayim batvu. Here we're talking about a dough that was made out of one of the chameshes mine dagan, but I don't have enough. Roiva is a quarter. Here we mean a quarter of a calf. The minimum shear is 1 1/4 calf. So in one, there are 4 quarters, plus another quarter, that's 5. And the amount of dough I'm using is paches mechameshes revayim batvur. So I'm using one of the 5 types of grain. I may be using chitim, soirim, kusmin, shebai leshul, shifa, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. But I have less than 5 quarters of a calf. So there's no chiyuv chal. I have to be mafresh maestris. Chiyuv maestris is for any amount. But for chal, you'd have to have 5 revoim of flour. Vaitra zakta mishnah hasuvganim. Hasuvganim says the batanura is lechem shebililosoi raka, meaning I'm mixing flour and a lot of water. So it's not a thick dough like a dough is. It's very watery. It's spongy. But there is a second shot that it's very thin wafers. Vatavshanim. Zakta batanura. I took flour and water and fried it in honey. Some say means he just kneaded it in honey instead of water. Viha is keritin. These are wafers. It's a very, very thin batter. The Torah talks about the mon. The Torah says, V'tama its taste was kitzapiches bidvash. So the Targum says, iskritihavon bidvash. Kind of dough. Some say it's also fried in honey. But again, a very thin batter. V'chalas hamaseres. Says the batnura chala chaluta b'machvas. Machvas is a pan. And basically what you do is you pour hot water over the dough that's in a pan. V'hamaduma. Duma is bread that was made from, duma means a mixture, in this case a mixture of chulin and truma flour. So if I can remind you what we learned in Masechtas Trumas, if you have truma and chulin, both the same type, and they're mixed together, min b'mina, really min ha-toira, if it's roiv chulin it should be mutter. But Chazal said, you're going to need a lot more than roiv. In order for the truma to be mutter for a non-kayin, you have to have 100 times the amount of chulin to the one amount of truma. If you have, let's say, a saw of truma that fell into less than 100 saw of chulin, it's called meduma. A non-kayin can't eat it, but it's part of chala, because the pasuk says terumu truma. Chala is a kind of separating truma, but this is already truma. So in all these cases, piturim and achala. So basically, the Torah says lechem; it has to be bread. And when you don't make it the way you normally make bread, it's not called lechem. So in our Mishnah Dalet, we had things that are mechuyev in Maisa, but pater and chala. First of all, it was not made from the chameshes mine dagan, rice, millet, poppy seeds, sesame, bean-like things. All these things, you can make a dough out of it. You can chop it up and make a dough out of it, but there's no chiyev chala. Chala is only from the chameshes mine dagan. Even if you do have one of the chameshes mine dagan, which again is wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, but you don't have enough. You have less than 5 quarter calves. So in all these cases, there's no chiyuv chala. Then you have bread that's not made like regular bread. You mix flour and water into a batter, and instead of a thick dough, you mix flour and water into a batter and you fry it in honey. Some say honey and milk. Wafers made from a very thin batter. You put dough in a pan and you pour hot water on it. This is not called lechem. Maybe very tasty, but it's not the lechem that the Torah says you have to take challah from. And meduma, as we explained, is if you have truma that got mixed up into less than 100 times the amount of chulin. So Chazal said, even though Meretar you would only need rive chulin, but because you don't have 100 times the amount of chulin to the truma, a non-kayan can't eat it. But if you make a dough out of it, it's potter on challah.